Hello.
Hey, Guillermo, it's Dennis over here with Think of Cardiff.
Yes, Harry. How are you doing, Dennis?
Good, buddy. I got a hold of Hector. He's going to give me over the invoice. Everything's looking good so far. But I have a question on the actual Secretary of State. I would be able to use that for your time in business. But it's showing to be delinquent or expired or something like that. Have you updated your Secretary of State at all?
I haven't done the taxes on this year. I think that's what it is.
You might. I don't know if it has to do with your taxes or if you just have to just register, you know, yearly with the Secretary of State.
The what? Say that again.
I don't know that it has anything to do with your taxes. It's just the Secretary of State. Whenever you registered your business, it comes up as a different. I don't think it has anything to do with your taxes, to be honest with you. I think you just register that way, and then that's basically it. So
could be like something else.
No, but I'd be able to use that for your time in business, and it's just showing as not updated. You might want to give them a call and just show that you made proof of payment or something like that.
To who? Who's that one to charge that?
That's a good question. I've never actually done it myself, so.
I'm surprised. I don't know exactly what is it you tell them or what is it I need to do.
No, not a problem. I can look into it for you. Let's see here. So it's G and V, right? G and V Trucking. There you are. So it shows forfeited. It says file missing reports, information reports, enter payments. It just says it was registered in 6/9/2014. So that actually is only 2 years. So we would need to show the 3 years time in business as well. Do you have maybe a tax return or something like that from 2013? Just
You know what? It might be 2 years. You're right. You're right about that. Because before that, I have a DBA. There was the previous year I used a DBA, and then I went to work for another company. And they're the one suggested for me to register like under LLC. That I have more, protection against a personal belongings. If there's anything happened, like an accident on the road or something, it says it's better for you do it that way. Like that, they don't come after you give personal stuff. So I didn't know that because I was just, you know, starting on this thing. I've been driving, but I was not like a owner-operator. And that's when I registered as a GMB. So before that, I have a DBA, which it was a K&S Trucking, I believe. That's what I had. So, but I don't know exactly what is that you telling me now.
Well, just that whenever I look at the Secretary of State, you have to you know, pay for it annually, and it looks like it says forfeited. So, it has a registered street address in Friendswood, Texas. Is that the right one?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I used a CPA to give me a register on that. He's the one needed for me.
You might want to get a hold of your CPA and then ask him how to do it because...
Okay. He might can look at it or see what is it you're looking at it, right?
Exactly, yep. It looks like it just says forfeited, so maybe it just needs to have a payment made.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, because I never have received a letter or anything saying that I had to pay something to somebody, so I don't know. It's just my big surprise to me. I don't know exactly what is it.
I would get a hold of your CPA. He should probably be able to help you out. You just probably call a number. Then if you can show proof of payment, that's really all we're looking for.
Okay. Well, do you have a number in there or something? Or no? You don't see anything on that?
I don't see a number myself here. But let me see. Glenn Hager, privacy and security policy, officers and directors information. Just has Rodriguez and Associates.
Yeah, he's the CPA that did it for me.
And he's out of the 1560 West Bay Area Boulevard. Is that your old address?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Rodriguez and Associates. I can try to look them up and see if I can find them.
Okay. I mean, I have his number, if that's the case.
I would just
call him.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to look it up. There's so many of them. There's ones that are popping up in San Diego and all over the place, so.
Okay. Well, I guess my best thing is call him and talk to him and find out what is that's coming up or how that he can... How did you get to see that? That's the modern question.
Well, if you go to... it's so anytime a company files a Secretary of State as a business, as an LLC or a corporation or sole proprietorship wouldn't show up, but if they register as a business or an entity, then they were required to file with the Secretary of State. So you probably just didn't know that. You probably didn't know that you had to pay for last year or maybe even this year, so you may have to just pay to just have it reinstated.
Okay.
But yeah, I would get a hold of him and let him know.
Let me call him up and find out. He can dig into that and find out what is going on or what is it I got to do.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, I appreciate all that. Right. And then everything else is in the works. So I should get a invoice from Hector here shortly.
Okay. How much did he come out to? Do you know?
Oh, I haven't received it. I didn't even ask him. I just told him that everything looks good to go as far as credit-wise, so we shouldn't have a problem. Just ask him to go ahead and get it over to me.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give one my CPA and find out what is going on.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Yep. Not a problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.